Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. Joining us now is BetMGM Ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. And Chelly joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Yeah, I was thinking Javi Baez came back to play against the Cubs for the first time since he left last night, and it didn't go well. But he was celebrated and cheered, and I just it made me wonder, what is that like, Chris? You've done that at a couple different places, right? You've won a Stanley Cup in Montreal and then gone back and played there. You've won a Stanley Cup in Detroit and then gone back to Chicago. Now, Javi didn't win anything other than the World Series when he was here. What's it like going back someplace that you have nothing but fond memories for and getting cheered or booed in some cases by the fans?
Well, my welcome back to Chicago when I got traded to Detroit didn't go so well. I think it got to the point Scotty Bowman after the second period told me just to take my stuff off and go drink with MJ up in the suite because I was keeping the crowd in it. So no, I got booed the minute I stepped on the ice, and quite honestly, it was disheartening because I was from Chicago and I'd played the 8 years there, but I get it. You know, the rivalry between Detroit and Chicago. Montreal wasn't as bad. My first game back, the people there were, I got booed, but nothing like when JR came back. They cheered him. I'm like, what did I do different than JR other than go to Detroit? But, you know, I watched the game last night. Yeah, I watched the game last night. And Baez, although he didn't, you know, produce, he was a good team guy and the players liked him. I watched him when he struck out at the end of the game. That was the end of the game last night. But, yeah, it's a weird feeling, and I just wanted to get out of there, quite honestly. Usually you're happy to go home, but I wasn't.
So, Chelly, I think the hockey community in Chicago and Blackhawk fans went through this when Connor Bedard came to town and everything he did was magnified and his effect on the team and every player was obvious. Caleb Williams is the Bears quarterback, and I think he's going through a similar type of an experience in terms of the impact he has. When you watch him play, when you hear him talk, what goes through your mind and do you see comparisons?
Well, he's got that swagger. He's got the skill. You know, and then to come out like he did, it's only exhibition games, but he played two of them and looked really good. And he, you know, just makes players around him better. He seems like he'll be a natural born leader. He carries himself well with the media, somewhat like Connor also. But again, you got to win and you got to walk the walk. And I think so far up to this point, he's done a tremendous job. There's a lot of pressure on him, you know, after what happened with Fields, and you know, everybody just waiting for, you know, something bad to happen. But so far, it's been great.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, we've talked about it, how good it's been. He's sort of debunked every myth, every rumor, every negative feeling when he came out of college. Oh, he doesn't, you know, he's demanding a piece of ownership. He doesn't want to play in Chicago. He's been phenomenal. It's been exactly the opposite. You know, I don't know how there was so much misinformation about who the guy is and what kind of teammate he is and how he treats people, how he learns. That's been another thing that we've kind of been studying and seeing him as a player, how natural he is. I know there's adversity because it's pro sports, and I understand how difficult that position is, but it's also one of these things where it's almost too good to be true. It's like as a native Chicagoan, you look at it and you think like, holy mother of God, like this could be really something special.
Yeah. I mean, from what I hear, people that work inside the organization, staff and management, and from the secretaries to whoever, he's got a way about him. You know, he knows names. He seems like he cares and he pays attention to everything. So, like I said, it just remains, you got to win though, at the end of the day, regardless how nice you are, whatever antics and whatever's written about them, you got to win. That's for sure. There's a lot of pressure and it's still only exhibition, but again, it's better to be up 3-0 than down 0-3 and people scrutinizing them.
Chelly, one thing he said on Hard Knocks last night in exchange with one of his coaches was that he doesn't get nervous before games, before anything. What made you nervous as a player?
I mean, the only thing I think would be playoffs. Obviously, what's at stake in the playoffs? Regular season, there's so many games. Football is a little different because they only have 16 games, 17 games. So, but I mean, that's going to happen. He's going to have big games, and as long as he doesn't play like he's nervous, then that's fine. But it's pretty tough not to be nervous, you know, especially that first home game. He'll feel a little bit, but I'm sure, like I said, from what I've seen, his composure. If he's one of those guys that could just stand in the pocket and relax and do his thing, God bless him.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun to see, but again, I do think adversity's out there. We heard from Rick Spielman, who used to be here with the Bears, the general manager around the league, and he was saying that what you've seen from the kid, if you're putting a defense together, you want to keep him from rolling. You got to keep him in the pocket. You want to make him a pocket passer. We suspect he could do that. He seems like an accurate thrower, but when he's on the move and he's throwing accurately, it seems like that would tear any team to shreds.
Yeah, I mean, I just not a comparison because Mahomes has accomplished what he has, but kind of somewhat similar to how his style of play is too. He could do it either way, scramble, or he could stay in the pocket and use that arm of his. So hopefully it'll be the case and they'll turn into the same type of quarterback Mahomes is.
Shelly, got to ask you a hockey question. Patrick Laine goes to the Canadiens. How many goals is he going to score next year?
Who? I'm sorry, who?
Patrick Laine.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, thought I'd have to throw zero. In a hockey question. That's all right.
I like
That's
the zero.
Right. I'm not in hockey mode. We're still a month away from Love training it. Camp. Okay. 2 months of regular season. So I'm actually up in Canada now. We're going to play an exhibition game against Max Domi and Marner. That's not going to go very well, I don't think.
Oh. Wow. So, that's unbelievable. Yeah, have you prepared, or are you just going to throw on the skates and go?
No, I actually did bring my skates, so at least I have that advantage. There'll be like slippers on my feet. But as far as everything else, no, it's going to be a disaster.
Well, find out at least while you're up there why they haven't traded Marner yet.
The one thing they did do, you saw, they made Matthews captain. I don't know what effect that's going to have on Tavares. I don't like that move. If they're going to do that, they should, trade Tavares or buy him out. It's not his fault he's making all that money. But, yeah, Marner, it's crazy. But they got a new coach too, right? So maybe a different look for Marner and, Berube's going to be a no-nonsense coach. So if anybody can get to Marner and the rest of these guys for playing soft, he will.
Chris, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Thanks, Shelly.
All right, guys. You bet.
Have fun.
That is Chris Chelios. He's awesome.
He is funny.
Yeah.
I'm not in hockey mode.
He's going to play, though.
He's going to play, but he's not paying attention. Awesome. Yeah, it's fun.
Chris is so much fun.
Yeah.
I love the guy. I mean, he's just such a good man.